you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And this month on the Mormon Channel, we're talking about how love is the essence of the gospel. And love in the purest sense, or charity, is the reason behind the atonement and the plan that we have from our Heavenly Father that can help us become better, repent, and return to live with Him again someday. And it's fair to say that looking at the Savior and other great examples in the gospel and throughout history, that love is also a great motivator. It drives us to do incredible things for those that we deeply care about. But what about people that we find that are hard to love? The scriptures tell us that the Lord expects us to love our neighbors as ourselves, but a lot of the time that can be easier said than done. And if someone dresses or talks differently than we do, if they have different ideologies about religion or politics or what is right and wrong in the world, finding love for them can actually be quite difficult. Recently, the Mormon Messages team did a film experiment in New York City called Unexpected Kindness. And they went to Central Park and they taped conversations that people had with each other about love and friendship and kindness. And one of the women that they interviewed had a very startling and unique perspective during the filming. Take a listen.
Take one.
So this is me. My name is Arabelle. This is a true account of an experience that I had while shooting a video in Central Park. I was part of a group of strangers brought together to discuss civility and kindness. I'd been talking with the other people in the group. I remember looking over and I'd seen this homeless man. I remember thinking, I do hope this man doesn't take my bicycle. I actually was quite abusive to him. I wasn't very nice. I told him exactly what I thought about him. Just as we were wrapping up the last conversation, the director asked the person that I was speaking to step out and asked the homeless man to step in. I was shocked.
Still rolling.
I was mortified. I was completely mortified by what he'd just done.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, what brings you here today?
Well, the weather.
The weather?
Yes.
Like, if you hang around in the park, are people nice to you?
Yes, very, very nice.
So people say hello?
Yes, even get hugs. I even get a few hugs.
Really?
As a group, all morning, we've been discussing love thy neighbor, and yet I just turned on this guy and completely verbally abused him, and here I was now, face to face, having a discussion with him.
And how do you feel about civility?
I think it comes more from my heart, but a lot of people think it comes more out your pocket. it doesn't cost a penny to be, 1 cent to be polite. The world can be kind of cruel at times, and, you know, you get confused and you don't know what to do, so you just start reacting.
So what keeps you good?
I think it's more ways to be good than bad. You know, we just don't exercise our the goodness that's instilled in us.
There I'd been earlier, saying all these lovely things, and I was a complete and utter hypocrite. From the moment I laid eyes on him, I judged Charles. I did. And he ended up being a completely different individual. He showed no ill will towards me. And he was talking to me as though we were best of friends. Ever since I spent that day with him, I said to myself, I am going to be a much kinder person. I hope people are inspired by the experience that I had in Central Park that day, that you will look at people just a little differently and understand that what one homeless man said in Central Park can honestly change your whole view on humanity.
I think that's just such a good reminder that when we allow ourselves not to judge others, we can actually open our hearts and our minds and develop a deeper love for them, which is, of course, what God wants us to do as brothers and sisters. And you can watch the entire film of Unexpected Kindness on mormonchannel.org. Well, our quote of the day comes from Victor Hugo, the author of the book Les Miserables, and it says, "To love another person is to see the face of God." Thank you so much for listening with us today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.